SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
The President's convoy sweeps onto the tarmac, along with his ever-present security detail. I've been invited to travel with Ecuador's youngest ever elected president. Daniel Noboa is 36. We pass by terrain dramatic and wild. But while Daniel Noboa is applauded when he visits an indigenous community in Puyo, the son of Ecuador's richest man taking delight in the moves of a child, the high drama is coming from Noboa's own power play, setting himself at odds with the world order. You've been condemned by every Latin American country, except for El Salvador, and the United States, your staunch ally, condemned what happened at the embassy. So the obvious question is, Mr. President, do you have any regrets?
Zero.
Why?
Because I think we're on the right side of history. And also, they also condemned the fact that some governments use their embassies as, you know, when with the facade of a political refugee, but it's actually for impunity. It's actually to save the criminals from their sentence.
Mexico's embassy in Ecuador, the epicenter of this international dispute, after Mexico first provided refuge, then asylum, to a convicted former Ecuadorian vice president, Jorge Glass. Ecuador raiding the embassy to arrest him.
In this case, Jorge Glass had a sentence. He had a fair trial. He had a sentence, and he had to be in jail. And that's what our Justice Department thought, and also what the judicial branch of Ecuador thought. I have no regrets.
Under the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, an international treaty in force for six decades, embassies are supposed to be inviolable. Noboa is unrepentant.
Do you think everyone else is wrong? Do you think the Vienna Convention needs to be reworked?
It's not only the Vienna Convention. We're talking about also the Caracas Treaty about political asylum, which states clearly that no nation can give political asylum to someone that has a sentence. So because in that case, we're actually getting involved in sovereignty, number one. Number two, in the judicial system of different nations. So it's actually a violation, first, by the Mexican government, and then another violation followed that. But we had to act. We had to make a decision. There was also a plan to escape that we were actually aware of.
The president's chopper descends for a second public event in as many hours. Again, the forest canopy gives way to hypervigilant security. Daniel Noboa touring a remote health centre, a campaign vibe pervasive. Ecuador is about to hold a referendum on measures to tighten security. It will be the first major test of the popularity of this young president.
Because you know what everyone's saying. You have a referendum in under 2 weeks, and that you want to be seen as the tough guy.
Not necessarily. I want to be seen as someone that is fair. Not necessarily a tough guy.
Was it a hard decision to make?
It was a very hard decision to make. Of course it was.
Did you have advisors saying don't do it?
Some yes, some no. But I had to make the final decision. It was my responsibility. If Glass would have escaped using vehicles from the embassy and planes from the Mexican government, then I would have been too weak for everyone. Now that I caught the guy, I'm too strong. So it's kind of difficult to please everybody, but the vast majority of the people in Ecuador are happy with my decision.
Even though the video that the Mexicans have released from within the embassy, I mean, that's violent.
We have a video. We have several videos. If someone enters an embassy and grabs a criminal, and members of the embassy start hitting police officers, who's starting the violence there?
Extreme violence, now an Ecuadorian staple. When Noboa tours the site of flood-damaged homes in Quito the day prior, on every vantage point, security. For good reason. Murder, kidnapping, extortion, and political assassination have all become routine. Trafficking of cocaine produced in neighboring countries has spawned a crime wave, making Ecuador one of the most dangerous nations in Latin America.
I think there's evidence that there are Mexican cartels operating in Ecuador and in Colombia, as well as in Venezuela.
But is this why you're cross at Mexico?
I don't have a cross at Mexico. I think they had a cross with our judicial system. They're not happy with it. And I think that's what started this whole political and diplomatic disagreement.
The army on the streets of Guayaquil, the coastal city through which cocaine passes. A 90-day state of emergency declared in January after an explosion in violence is over, but normality not restored.
When we're up in the Amazon, incredibly beautiful area, there were police everywhere. I've never seen such high security. And you said to me, we should go back to the palace because it's safer there.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days ago, you said that the state of internal armed conflict continues, therefore the army needs to continue doing operations on the streets. Is there any evidence at all that you are making the country safer when even your safety is an hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute calculation?
So it's two questions. First, is it safer? The evidence shows that we have less number of crimes, less violent deaths per day, and that people feel generally safer than 6 months ago. The rest, why do I have this strict security protocol? Because I'm doing things and making very tough decisions to fight against cartels that move close to $60 billion a year in cocaine out of Ecuador. They are violent, and they are not very happy with my leadership and with my presidency.
Do you sleep at night?
Yes, very well.
So you feel safe?
If I can sleep 8 hours, I think I feel safe.
On our return flight to Quito, President Noboa cut an inscrutable figure. His current term ends May next year. Mexico is calling for Ecuador to be suspended from the United Nations until it offers an apology.
So how will you resolve it?
I'll invite President Obrador to have a ceviche. We can probably have some tacos together and we can talk.
And when's that going to be?
Whenever he's ready.
Popular at home, facing international opprobrium. A rank outsider when he ran for office. Everybody now watching, Daniel Noboa. In Quito, Ecuador, Pruluan, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.